Okay, so welcome. Welcome to the new enhancement, the new reveal of the Indie Layer 1. So, Layer 1, what is Layer 1 and why is Layer 1 so important? Layer 1, you ready? Of the Indie is vision. Now, see how you're reacting to me saying that. Oh gosh, I knew it. Oh, is it that simple? That's too simple. Well, let's talk about this and let's talk about what we really mean. There are a lot of women who have come into Elegant Femme over the years, some of them incredibly successful on paper. Some of them really have stuck to the plan. And one of the biggest defining moments inside of the Indie is for you to realize the difference between a plan and a vision. Not that a plan isn't needed, not that a plan isn't important, but a plan is not where we start. I want you to really feel that. A lot of women are running around in faux New Yorker energy. They're starting their businesses, they're starting their coaching practices, they're opening their stores, whatever it is they're doing, and they're doing it with, I've got a plan. I'm starting with the business plan. I never had a business plan in the beginning of Elegant Femme. That doesn't mean that at different levels of growth you don't ever do a business plan, but this is not where I started. So many women feel attached and overly attached to this plan, and it puts us in a force energy, puts us in a drive energy, and it also puts, you know, have you ever seen those horses in line for the starting race, and they've got the shutters on their eyes? A plan can do that. We just stick our heads down, nose to the grindstone, and we go with the plan. You must start with a vision inside of your Indie in a very particular way. So there are incredible things about visions. I know we're all familiar with vision boards and, you know, creative visioning and cutting pieces in magazines, and all of these can be very, very, very powerful. I'm sure you've done them before and you may have had some success. Maybe you've done them and maybe you have some challenging energy with them. You know, one of the things I've been talking to my boys about, and of course I talk to my clients about as well, is this fear for so many women that if they put down their vision and they don't get it, then that means there's something wrong with them. That means they did it wrong. How are they supposed to interpret that? So a lot of people stop doing visioning altogether because it feels too hurtful that if you put your vision out there and it doesn't happen, then what does that mean and how do you interpret that? So many people cut themselves off from the full visioning energy and what's really available there. So inside of layer one, not only do I want to be explaining to you the difference between a vision and a plan, but also what's different inside visioning with your Indie. How do you really step forward? Because this is a trust walk with your Indie. Really, truly, in every single layer, you're going to be asked to step forward in a way of trust in the way you have never before done. And I want you to feel just right now as a woman, how would it feel to really trust yourself? Really trust yourself. Not second guess yourself. Doesn't mean that you don't ever not have the answer to something, but once you do allow yourself to make forward movement, that you let go and you allow that whatever decision you've made, you can trust. So inside of Elegant Femme, we do something very different with visioning. Now, when I was first introduced to the world of visioning, there's many different things, many different formalities that I was sharing with you, the vision board, looking at pictures, Mind Movies has some things around visioning, and the clarity that we require as women in order to open up to our visions, right? The trust that we require in order to even allow ourselves to ask, oh, what do I want? Oh, can feel really scary because sometimes we don't know or we feel that we don't know. So one of the big things that makes doing a vision inside of your Indie very different is that you're going to utilize the energy of this femme type to assist you in receiving, really receiving this vision. So I'm going to be walking you through a very special process around this vision. I want to tell you that since I've been doing this for so many years, I've heard so many stories of how these visions have come forward for women, and not only incredibly touching, but miraculous, really, what happens when we begin to trust this femme type. I was reviewing the audio and all the trainings that we've done in the past on the Indie, and I actually wanted to share something with you that I wrote and that I said in my vision and give you a little update, because the opportunity for us to be able to do these together at this time is for me to share with you some of the updates that are present. So let me bring that forward for you so I can share what it was that I said in my vision on this call, on this call, years and years and years ago. I would say this is probably 3 years ago, about 3 years ago. Now, what's interesting is I share this with you, and as you learn to surrender to your visions more and more, you learn to let go of the time frame. Now, I know when people talk about setting goals, you want to have a definite time. Personally, I think there's some misunderstandings around that, in that it's okay to say on or before a certain date. You want to make sure that you don't overly attach to a time frame, because spirit allows things to unfold in its own time. And really having, again, that level of trust is really important. So here was something I shared on one of the past indie calls. I was talking about reading in my books and in my Kindle, and I found a note that had fallen out of one of my books that I had written on November 11th. And I said, I'm traveling, and I pulled it out, and it was written November 11th of last year. It was the last time I had flown, and I looked at the card that I wrote. It was the first time that I actually allowed myself to write that card. And then I put, and it's sad. I remember writing it down and thinking, I hope nobody sees this, because they'll laugh at me if they see this. This is what I was really feeling inside, that I wanted to have a lingerie line by the end of the year. By December 31st, I wanted at least one piece of lingerie line complete, and I wanted to have a runway show in Paris. Do you have any idea how many faux type of voices came up like, are you crazy? This little American girl, you think you're gonna have a runway show in Paris? And I wrote it down anyway. The reason I read that to you, the reason I share that with you, is because you may or may not know, but that vision came true. I had a runway show in Paris. I was the little girl that grew up in Julian, California, in an apple orchard picking apples, and had a runway show in Paris. And I was scared. I was scared that people would laugh at me, or what would they think of me, or what would they say about me if I followed that vision. And afraid, yeah, of course, like any of us. But the alternative of not moving in that direction became more painful than moving forward in the direction of my vision, and certainly with the support of my indie. So as we open up this layer, and as I share with you the exact process, I want you to know that it's okay if you feel a little embarrassed or afraid to go for that big vision, or with what comes through you say, how's that gonna happen? And I invite you to just trust the unfolding, to allow your vision to reveal to you, because that's what this really is. This isn't about you chasing something. When we go into this really special process, this is not about you grasping something. This is about allowing yourself to take a step back and something to be revealed to you. Okay, so see if you can put yourself even in that energy right now. Wow, what would it be like if spirit revealed something to me? And your indie, I want to be clear, your indie isn't spirit. Okay, we talk about this more in Advanced Learnings inside Elegant Femme. Your indie is a bridge. It's a connection point. All of your femme types are a connection point to a higher level of advanced learning and advanced receiving when it comes to spirit and source. Okay, so this indie is your first opportunity to start allowing a deeper level of communication between God, source, your soul, and what it is that you're really here to uniquely embody. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into this visioning process with you. I do invite you right now to get very, very comfortable, to just allow yourself to sit back. If you want to get on the floor or cross your legs or get in a meditative state, you're welcome to do that. And I invite you to close your eyes when we go through this. I invite you to you really need to close your eyes, because it's difficult to do this with your eyes open. When we're done, I'm just going to say goodbye. Okay, we're just going to complete that way. I'm not going to go into anything else. So I really invite you to have some time set aside after this video to contemplate and to allow the deeper integration of what it is you've experienced here. Make some notes. There are some specific things that are going to come forward in your vision that you're going to want to write down. Even if you think that you're going to remember them, even if they feel so, oh my gosh, I get that. I'm telling you, with my experience over the years, more and more of your vision will reveal itself to you as time goes by. So even little details that might not make sense to you yet, and you might not be able to, and most likely you won't be able to wrap your mind logically around it, which can be a really good thing for you, for all of us. So write them down. The other thing that I invite you to do is to not try to change your vision when it's happening. So sometimes we can get very frustrated with our vision. It comes across different than what we expected. We can have some resistance to, oh my gosh, this isn't what I thought I wanted. See if you can, again, take a step back and let this be revealed to you. Okay? You're not chasing it. You're not trying to make it happen. This is an opportunity for you to really sit back in a level of surrender and allow Source and Spirit to connect with you and your indie to deliver something to you that for whatever reason you have not been able to fully receive at this point. Okay, so you ready? So I'm going to keep my eyes open because I'm going to go through the visioning process with you here. All right. So again, have a notepad close by. Allow yourself to step into that. And I do invite you to close your eyes, like I said. Get yourself really comfortable. I really do not invite you to do this in a car. Okay, the energy of this is quite deep, so you need to be in a safe space where you can really receive. Okay, really open up and receive. If you happen to be at the gym or on a walk, see if you can step off to the side for a little bit, or you know, be in a space where you can really receive what it is that's going on. All right? This is a time for you to really be present in this. I know many times we've got Facebook and we've got other things going on. This is really the time for you to stop everything else and in the few minutes that we have together just to really open up. And also pay attention to your body posture. You know, if you've got your arms crossed and your legs crossed, and I used to do that all the time, energetically it will cut things off. We want to do everything we can together to open up your sense of receiving for you to allow this reveal to be present for you. So with that, as you're comfortable, maybe you can hear the sound of the waves behind me. Allow your body to slow down. Allow your body to enter into a place of peace. Let go of the to-do list, the dishes, whoever you have to call back, whatever it might be, let it go right now. Fixing the website, just let it go. And I invite you actually to allow your body to get really heavy, which I know isn't something we usually look for. I'm talking about your physical presence. Allow it to sink. Allow it to sink into the chair, into the ground. Allow yourself to feel really supported. So much so that you allow yourself to really deepen. And as you do, you find yourself in a place of darkness. And you're okay. It doesn't overly feel scary to you. In fact, there's a calm surrounding you in the darkness. As your eyes adjust to the lack of light, you see a door in front of you. You put your hand out and you touch the door. And you know instantly that it's your door. Why? Pay attention to the handle. Pay attention to the grain of the door. Pay attention if there's anything surrounding the outside of the door. You know that it's yours. You know immediately that this door is for you. Pay attention to what you're experiencing in your body right now. And as you put your hand on the doorknob, however the door opens, you get a chill. A chill in your body. A knowing, a remembering, and an excitement. You know that there's something waiting for you on the other side. And you powerfully and gracefully open that door. And you walk through. Your intention is to fully experience your vision right now in the way that it can be revealed to you. For an opportunity of growth, for evolution, for healing, and for an opportunity for you to increase your capacity to receive, you open that door. As soon as you step through that door, look down. What is it you chose to wear for this experience? What are you finding on your body at this point? What are you wearing? How have you graced yourself for this experience? And underneath your feet, what do you feel? What is that? What are you standing on? You can hardly believe your eyes. Some parts of the vision are blurry. Some parts are clear. Some parts look a little familiar, but there are surprises in here. And as you're looking to adjust and to focus on your vision, off to the left, you see something. And it's off in the distance, but it's coming towards you. Just like a wave rolling in, a piece of your vision comes forward and it lands just next to your feet. You weren't expecting this. You're surprised. And without trying to change it or fix it or understand it, you receive. You allow this aspect of your vision to be revealed to you. What's there? What is it? You take a gorgeous note, knowing that you will remember inside whatever it is you require. You pick your head up and look forward. And you start to walk, looking to the right and to the left, as little pieces of your vision continue to reveal themselves and unfold for you. Things are transforming as you walk. Up on the right-hand side, you see a gorgeous seating area. And without thinking, you are called to go there. Pay attention to what it is you require to go to get there. Are you climbing? Are you flying? Are you appearing? And as you make your way there, you feel lighter. You feel home. You feel welcomed inside of yourself. And there's a level of self-confidence and assurance that's arising inside of you, and you don't even know why. And you arrive at this gorgeous seated area. And just like the door that was graced in the front, you know this seating area was for you. Why? What about this looks like it's yours? How do you know that this particular imprint was made just for you? Pay attention. What are you sitting on? What's surrounding you? And there's a crisp level of opening. There's a level of nature and growth and evolution that surrounds you at every turn. And as you sit down in this cozy little nest that was created just for you, you relax. Your Indy speaks to you. Reach underneath your chair, she says. And so you do, you bend down, and of course, there's something there. There's a box. And however it is you see your box, however it is you see it decorated, however you see it created, you pull it out. And you put it on your lap, and you touch it, you hold it. What is it about this box? And with a trust, you open the box. Inside this box, there is a word, an image, a picture, something that has to do with your current step or your next step in your vision. and you pull it out. Even if it's an image, you allow yourself to pull it out and open it up. You know you'll require this. There's deep meaning for you here. It's not all revealed yet, but you know you require this. You know you need it. And you hold it close. You easily and gracefully allow yourself to put the box back underneath your chair. And you sit for a moment. You feel such inner calm. There's nothing for you to do. No place for you to go. No person you have to please. There's a settling inside of you. And with that awareness and that knowledge, you feel yourself expanding. You feel yourself safe inside. And as you're breathing and letting go, you feel called to get up and proceed into an additional aspect of your vision. So you walk down from your gorgeous seating area and you see someone in the distance. Look at them. Who is this person? Who has appeared to be here with you? You immediately greet them and thank them. This person is a part of your vision. This person is a necessary aspect of the unfolding inside of your vision. You will require support from this person. They have accepted your request for support, which is why they've shown up. With your indi full of gratitude, you thank them. Thank you for being here. And you don't even know how they're going to support you yet or exactly what it is you require, and right now you don't need to. Right now, you're in gratitude. And you look at their eyes. And you feel them. You feel the level of gratitude. You feel the level of opening and allowing someone to come in and help you. Hasn't always been easy for you to allow help. You know this time, you will. This person lovingly embraces you and winks at you, knowing they're in the right place. As you start to walk back towards the door, you turn around. More aspects of your vision have unfolded for you. What are they? What do you see? What's here for you now? Yes, in just a short time. You're ready. You're ready for more. For continued evolution, for continued unfoldings. And as you walk towards that door, again, you look to the right and to the left. And you breathe. You have whatever was inside that box that will support you. You have the knowing of this person who's shown up. And you now have additional aspects of your vision that have been revealed to you. As you put your hand on that door, you turn around and again, breathe in this vision, knowing that you can come back here at any time, knowing that you will remember exactly what it is you require to remember, and knowing that you can trust in the next unfolding. Allow yourself a beautiful breath and open that door. As you exit the vision of your indi, you close the door and lay back on it, resting, holding dear whatever it was that was revealed to you inside the box. And you turn around and face the door, feeling like you just want to have a picture of what it was like. And you look up now, and there's actually a sign on this door. There's a name on this door. What name is on the door? What name is that? Take note of that name. Allow that name to touch you and open up something inside of you. And continue to breathe. This name is your indie name. Look at it, feel it, open to it, receive it. There's something here for you. And with each breath, you allow yourself to come a little bit more to the surface. Little by little, breath by breath, you come forward. And you now find yourself in your physical space. The chair, the bed, the floor. Take your time. You can keep your eyes closed. Allow a couple of minutes here to breathe, to relax, to and when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and make some notes. What it was you saw in your vision, what it was you saw in your box, what did your door look like, what is the name on the door, and who is the person that's here at this next phase to support you. I'm so excited to call you forward and allow you to receive the first layer of the indie. Please note what happened in your vision and put it in the Facebook as we will be enhancing these visions as we go. Much love to you, and again, welcome.